This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about in the up-and-coming hour is just this. Acronyms. Well, you know, the YMCA, Young Men Christian Athletes, right? What does it become now today? I was just driving down through Uptown in Minnesota, Minneapolis area just last week, and it was talking about fighting racism. And it's like, what have you degenerated into, folks? We're talking about acronyms. CARE. What is that organization about? Looking behind the acronyms, pulling the mask off of these organizations. What about the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center? What is it that they stand for? I mean, folks, do you know and do you realize organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center are now defending the sodomites, which is a felony in every state of our union in the United States of America? Did you also know that they used to protect those that were committing crimes against the blacks? Concerning the KKK? Yes, you heard me right, friends. What about Planned Parenthood? We know the end of them. We know how it's conceived. We know what the inception was all about through the likes of Margaret Sanger. Look what happens when we take them for face value. It starts out as one baby back in the 1973, right? And then before you know it, how many years later, now we're up to equivalent of 58 million people because the American people just said, okay, go ahead and do what you want to do. It's your right, when God said just the exact opposite. And by the way, P.S. posted script, so do your laws in the United States of America. And what's also interesting to know, friends, when we pull the curtain back from these organizations, you'll find out that they are anti-American. But look at how friendly their names are. I mean, folks, we can go to the CIA, we can go to the FBI. In many cases, not in all, we know there's good guys, good women in those organizations. But the bottom line is when I'm talking about these acronyms, we really need to take a step back. So let's start off with the ACLU. That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments here. As a matter of fact, if we go back to the inception, and the conception of what Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, stated. He said, I am for socialism. That's enough for me, friends. Disarmament. That's enough for me, friends. And ultimately for abolishing the state itself. The founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, Roger Baldwin, said, I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the propertied class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. He said, the founder of the American Civil Liberties Union stated, communism is the goal. So this is what's behind the acronym, friends, ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. We're going to be talking about that on the first, well, actually the second segment, and after the first, and after the end of the first segment. Before we get over to it, friends, before we start rocking the show, what I want to do is I want to get over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com to kind of highlight what's going on in your country. Left-wing Spox and Spokes Terror supporter Linda Sarsour will speak at event with convicted. Oh, I mean, folks, you can't make this kind of stuff up. This is what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Left-wing spokes terror supporter Linda Sarsour. This was the woman that was responsible for heading up the Hollywood's Useful Idiots at the Washington Women's Rights March. Folks, they don't have the right to kill, first and foremost, okay? But she was the one leading up the Women's Rights March. Linda Sarsour. She will be speaking at an event in America with convicted jihad bomb killer. Did you hear what I said? How is it that you've fallen so far, America? America's way too young to die. Is she not? While, of course, friends, yes, she is. America's way too young to die. It's not time to sit down. It's time to stand up and fight. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, no surprise here. Mainstream media spread fake news. Did you hear what I said? They've been doing this for a long time. Do you want to bring about resolve concerning what's going on in your country today, friends? Hold the media accountable. Do you want to resolve the issue? Bring forth justice. The mainstream media must be held accountable with all of their little propagandists throughout the United States of America and, as a matter of fact, globally. And when you do that, you're going to see a change in society immediately. Mainstream media spread fake news 76 times during Donald Trump's first 3 weeks. Now, be careful as to how this is being played out, friends. But the bottom line is the media propagandists are the ones being used to stir up domestic insurrection within and without. And it's all bought and paid for. But America, you already knew that by the likes of one George Soros and other affiliates. Barack Hussein Obama is a part of that too, friends, because you forgot that he committed the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, against we the people over and over and over and over again. And justice dies, tyrants rise, and what happens when they leave office? They continue on assaulting and assailing we the people in the United States of America. If you want to leave off justice, this is exactly what you're going to get. We're also hearing, friends, by the way, speaking of Saul and disciple, Hillary Clinton is also talking about television now, friends. What happened to that promise? What happened to that promise given to us by Donald Trump on the campaign trail concerning prosecution and a special prosecutor concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton and furthermore even Barack Hussein Obama? We need to hold his feet to the fire. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com study. 72 terrorists have come from countries on Trump's travel ban. Did you hear what I said? 72 terrorists have come from countries on Trump's travel ban. Now, why is that? Who's being so emboldened behind closed doors to go ahead and do what they want to do, regardless of what the law states? As a matter of fact, did you know that since that ban, it's been banned by those that would call themselves judges on the Ninth District Court Circuit, friends, that over 100 Syrian refugees enter USA after Seattle judge halts Trump executive order and others, friends, it wasn't just him. This is just ludicrous in so many different ways, folks. It, again, is the job of a judge to discover and apply law. And if they fail to do so, friends, then you remove the judge. Article 2, Section 4, also read Article 3, Section 1. When you get a moment, they go hand in hand. Folks, line upon line, precept upon precept. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Virginia bill seeks to protect Christians who hold to biblical view of marriage. Folks, we've already got that right. How is it that you've become so foolish as to believe the lie that you say that you declare and declare and declare that you don't believe? You've got the right. Folks, the law's on your side. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also want to let you know that you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook, and or go to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, and we follow the rule of law in which God gave, Exodus 18:21. Read it when you get a moment, friends, and you will understand your government ASAP. Right on the spot, right? It defines it. Who are we? Get it. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the President of the United States of America, number 7, Andrew Jackson. During the first segment, I was highlighting some of the articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it's interesting to note that we're noticing these refugees coming into the United States of America. And people are trying to figure out, when they're looking at these pictures, where are the kids? Where are the women? They all look like they're set at a fighting age. Of course they are. And again, friends, that's all you have to do is look to Europe to understand exactly what I'm talking about. In stating that, I want you to understand one of the points that I made during the first segment. The judge's job is to discover what is written and apply that law, not to legislate the law out of the law. And it was actually William Blackstone that said, if it's not in accordance with God's moral law, it's not law at all. You better bet your bottom dollar. Now let me take that over to the natural. Thomas Sowell said, one of these days, concerning the 9th District Circuit Court that actually banned Donald Trump's ban on illegals coming into this country. Can you believe it, friends? He said one of these days the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals may declare the Constitution unconstitutional. Do you not see that this has been going on for a long time in this country? Has anybody taken the time to vet the Supreme Court injustices in so many different ways, friends? If you begin to understand who they are, then you will begin to understand why they are assaulting our laws, which is humorous within itself. Thomas Edison said, "He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back." Well, let me tell you this. Deal with them. Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence first and foremost, and understand, friends, they are the problem. They are the ones overthrowing law. They are the ones through oligarchy the American peoples have submitted to through ignorance to believe that they are above the law when in fact they uphold their hand to heaven and to man, swearing to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, starting with them. And furthermore, when you go to Washington, D.C., and you go to any civil court in the United States of America, you will see Moses there. And you will see people swear that they will tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, in every courtroom in America. What is it that America you don't understand? But going back to the Supreme Court, do you not understand? They have no business making law. They have no business playing the activists for special interest groups. They have no business whatsoever doing the things that you've allowed them to do. They are acting in a rebellious fashion concerning our laws in America, friends. It's that true. And it is simply that true. Vetting the Supreme Court is what it's going to take today. But let me go back to what Thomas said. He said, one of these days, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals may declare the Constitution unconstitutional. They have been declaring the Constitution to be unconstitutional for years in this country. And this is exactly what sons and daughters of Belial do. Sons and daughters of Belial are sons and daughters of Satan. And if you look at that and study it throughout Scripture, finds, friends, you will find that the lawless one is always working against the law. And what are they playing? They are playing out as minions of what? The accuser of the brethren. And in this particular case, accuser of the law. They want to tear it down. And we've gone over that so many times, friends, but we need to wake up to understand what's going on. Because either the black-robed tyrants are removed, or your God-given rights will be. And friends, I have to high-five the good judges in the United States of America, because it had not it been for them, we wouldn't be where we're at today. It's because of good government that we're still in a position, but we need to deal with the corruption within. That's how this works. One of these days, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals may declare the Constitution unconstitutional. Friends, wake up. They've been doing it for a long, long time. And remember, either the black-robed tyrants are removed, or your God-given rights will be through forfeiture. You decide. Again, read Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, and Article 2, Section 4. I'm sick and tired of lawlessness. I'm sick and tired of the violence that we're seeing across the United States of America. Enough is enough, and we need to begin to stand up and deal with it, friends. And we know, again, who they are, and we, again, must deal with them. Justice is what guards our liberties. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, are you ready for this? National Health Service prescribes Islam for mentally ill Muslims. Wow, that's like adding poison to a poison patient in hopes to revive them. I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. CNN cuts off Bernie Sanders after he mentions fake news on air. Trump slams and CNN then denies all. Friends, you do need to understand CNN has, there's their acronym, Communist Network News, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Maxine Waters, who basically told the American people, if you reject the religion of Islam, you're a bigot. In California. Well, now she says we have to find some stuff on Donald Trump to impeach them. Keep in mind who's stirring all of this domestic insurrection up, along with the use of the media. Folks, do you understand that politicians, the corrupt ones, do you not realize that they are actors? Let me say that again. Do you not realize that politicians that are being played in the hands of the media are nothing more and nothing less than actors? Just like when you see during the Grammys, the actors playing out in use of those that are in control of them because they're the ones paying the bills, right? Actors are played out, friends, and they're playing out as to who they are working for, just like politicians are. And keep in mind, friends, the actors and the pop stars and whatever else you want to call them, and the rock stars and the movie stars and the whatever, friends, those that are in the limelight, keep in mind, in many ways, they've sold out. And they are the true legislators. They truly are. You know, I was just at a store yesterday in a mall close to home here, and I walked into this one store because we were trying to find some new clothes for the guys. And interestingly enough, I noticed these T-shirts all promoting marijuana. Now you see governments doing nothing but promoting marijuana, as if to suggest that they didn't want this from the get-go. But they've been promoting this for a long time in this country. They just want the American people to accept it. And of course they have to come forth and say, you know what, we want marijuana for medicinal reasons. You know, and folks, you know as well as I do, a good portion of it may be for that. You know what? Good for them. If it's medicinal, it's for medicinal reasons. But when it becomes because you want to get stoned out of your mind and act like an absolute burnt hippie, you know what? You're a loser. And first and foremost, remember, you're not smoking that joint. That joint's smoking you. And it is illegal. And friends, let me ask you a question. Why has it been illegal? And why is it now not illegal? You have to ask yourself the question, who gains from tearing down those laws? Corruption does. Corruption does. Going back to my point, ever since I can remember, they've been promoting marijuana, smoking dope on magazines, T-shirts, innuendo, for years, ever since I can remember. Now it's legalized. You know, it was some time back that they had the little whore Miley Cyrus on the television, or it was on a YouTube piece, and it was a video, and it was played out, and she's sitting there smoking dope on stage in front of all these little kids. Who are they using, and who's legislating, friends, the laws away? Who's pitting the pith and marrow of our laws? And you need to wake up to this, friends, and I want to equate that back over to my original point. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and the list goes on and on. McConnell, Paul Ryan, friends, Harry Reid, they're all players, they're all actors. And I want to say this, America, listen to me carefully. How can the act be a part of the actor? Let's lawfully deal with them, because we know who's stirring this all up. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to get to my topic. And what is the topic? Well, we're going to talk about acronyms. And I'm going to get to, first and foremost, the ACLU. What is this organization all about? Do they have a constitutional standing in the United States of America? What's been the inception? What is their purpose? And I think everybody can already answer that. 1-866-582-9933.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Okay, so let's do a couple more here. It's just that important, friends, getting caught up over the weekend as to what's going on in your country. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. A Drudge Report, Republicans should be sued for Obamacare repeal and tax cut fraud. Did you hear what I said? Sons of Liberty, Media.com. Republicans should be sued for Obamacare repeal and tax cut fraud. Folks, Republicans and Democrats are playing off each other as you lose your freedoms. That's another scam. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's exactly right. Obamacare is unconstitutional. Have shared with that my listeners and readers over and over and over again. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Here again, George Soros, the international terrorist, funded terrorist group Antifa, plans to make U.S. ungovernable. And again, friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you. I told you. You could see this stuff coming a mile away. I've been seeing this stuff for years. Also wanted to let you know, a United States National Guard Muslim member gets 11 years in jail for ISIS plot support. You heard me. You heard me right, friends. I didn't make that up. You can't make this kind of stuff up, friends. Only in America now will a member of the National Guard, which happened to be a Muslim, which has nothing to do with their background religiously, friends, you're told by the state-controlled media, a member gets 11 years in jail for supporting ISIS. I mean, only in America will you have those like Sarsour, Linda Sarsour, who leads up a women's rights march, who is a Muslim and wants Sharia law in the United States of America, and here is the media, and here is Hollywood with the useful idiots advocating propaganda to destroy America. I mean, folks, the only way to tell the future is to study the past. And I'll tell you what, when you study the past and even to the present as to what's going on with these Muslims, friends, you don't need to go look, you don't need to go dig that deep before you finally figure out what is going on and what the fruit of these people are. And furthermore, you can even find Linda Sarsour online giving the number one, she holds her finger up, that's an ISIS sign. And she's leading marches in the United States of America, and the state-controlled media is legitimizing her somehow? This is crazy. Ayn Hirsi Ali, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Yes, it's a sign of judgment. I don't care what your false prophet had to say. I don't care what he had told you about what the Lord is doing now to bless you and prosper you in the United States of America. No, you know what? God bless America. America, now it's time for you to bless God because there is no other way. I mean, the message is repent or else. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Repent and believe. There is no other option. It's not like, in folks, it's not like when you're there, you have an option to get out. And I'm talking about hell. It's not like there's a hell number two. Or there's, it's not like there's actually a purgatory, right? Because that's man-made, anybody that knows scripture, right? Folks, you're under judgment. Listen to this one. This is Mustafa Carroll. He's out of Texas. He's the director of care. Speaking of acronyms, he said if we are a practicing Muslim, we are above the law of the land. Speaking of those in America. What about Hassana Abana? That's his name, friends. It is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. I mean, folks, here's another article, too, by the way. A Palestinian kindergarten holds shocking terrorist graduation ceremony. You should see some of the things he's being taught to kill your kids while you're being taught to tolerate theirs. I mean, really? And this is all online. Or how about this one? This is fantastic. The militant Muslim is the person who beheads the infidel, while the moderate Muslim holds the feet of the victim. Do you not understand what's going on here? Because I want to make sure and make clear so you do understand. It teaches both radical and moderate the same exact thing. And again, folks, I'm just telling you what their book says. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not creating this stuff. And I want to finish off here, friends, by highlighting a couple more. The only thing on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the only thing the left knows how to do is to destroy. Yes, because the left are what? Let's identify them and define them for who they are. Here again are the conservatives slowly catching up to what we have been preaching from the top of the housetops for a long time. The left are those lawless individuals. And the right are those that tolerate the left, and they are the fruit of the right. Because again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Where is law enforcement in America? You are. You are America. You are law enforcement. You are the law. So when you get a moment, friends, jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out some of these articles coming from contributors that are a part of the culture war from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Minnesota all the way down to Texas. sonsoflibertymedia.com. During the first segment, I was highlighting the topic of today, pulling off the mask of acronyms, you know, like CARE. I mean, as if to suggest the CARE organization really cares about America and they just want to assimilate to the ways of America. Friends, I've given you enough quotes to understand the opposite is true, especially from the founders. Or what about SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center? I mean, folks, again, look at the acronyms. Oh, they sound like they're such a great organization. Or what about Planned Parenthood? You get what they're about. Notice the name. We got to begin to pull the curtain back, friends. Even going into politics, which, by the way, is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. Government is given by God. You can't separate them. And if you do, you must be a communist. Because when you look to communist nations, you will find, namely in Russia, Article 52 of the USSR, lines between church and state. There's an erected wall in America barring the government from what it's doing today. Okay? We're ruled by God. And I see people out there that are so ignorant saying, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Every government is a theocracy. Either you want to be liberated in Christ where the Spirit of the Lord is there as liberty, folks, or you don't. You want to go back into Egypt to buy ships to be brought into bondage. That's up to you. But you want to dig that hole. I don't want to fall into it with you. I want to warn you as to where the holes are, right? So, folks, let's get to this. Let's firstly go over to the ACLU. We know who the ACLU is. I mean, these are organizations, friends, communist organizations that we know that are communist organizations that have been given a free hand to attack Christians in the United States of America. Why is that? Well, because we've seen it on television. Well, there's your first problem. Well, we've seen that they use fear to control people. There's your second problem. The fear of the fear of man is a snare. And we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Well, the ACLU, you know, they basically bully anybody that doesn't fall into line with their communist and their communistic planks, which are found in Russia. Yep, there you have it right there. So it's un-American in so many different ways, yep. Hey, folks, as a matter of fact, let's go back just a little bit, because we found that the ACLU was fighting the Giles County, Virginia School Board, which wants to allow a private individual at the request of the community to use his own money to give the area schools copies. Listen carefully. The ACLU is fighting this donor who wants to give away to schools copies of America's founding documents, which, by the way, the reason they're fighting against them is because the founding documents expose the likes of the ACLU for who they are. But the ACLU wants to attack this giver of donation to schools who wants to give kids in public schools America's founding documents, including the Ten Commandments and Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptists about separation of church and state, which Thomas did not say. So, friends, again, why would the American Civil Liberties Union try to eradicate the United States Constitution and its godly heritage? Oh, folks, they have a history of it. They have a long laundry list concerning their violations of who we are and why they want to eradicate our founding documents. The ACLU has proven themselves time and time again to be an anti-American organization dedicated to the uprooting of the Constitution and America's Judeo-Christian values. You should see some of the people these people defend. However that works, I have no idea. Hey, friends, I want to tell you something. What I'm telling you right now is the God's honest truth as to who we are before God and man. When these organizations come against those that are standing for who we are as a people, one nation under God, on the Constitution of the United States and the founding documents, you get the point, they're not threatened with justice. Folks, they're standing against lawlessness. Because had they been threatened with justice, they weren't threatened at all. The person in the group that's being threatened is the likes of the ACLU. You have it backwards in your minds. I stated during the first segment, the founder of the ACLU said, listen, the founder of the ACLU said, the founder of the ACLU said, the founder of the ACLU said, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. So therefore, they have to be in cahoots with those corrupt politicians to remain in the first place. But as long as the American people tolerate the corrupt politicians, no problem. They can hang out. Use the media. Browbeat those dissenters, man. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said, I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. He said, communism is the goal. I'm going to go next, friends, to their website, and I'm going to show you how they've omitted purposely the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And had the American people known, they wouldn't have been destroyed. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day, Sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. It is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Talking about acronyms and pulling the mask off these groups and these organizations that have been tolerated in America, and their very purpose is to destroy who we are in so many different ways. I mean, we're talking about the ACLU here, listen to the name, the acronym, ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. Well, it sounds like a good organization. Well, what happens when you pull the curtain back on this organization? You find out that they're attacking the very foundations of what has established this country in the first place, friends. Again, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, stated, "I am for socialism." He's a communist. "I am for disarmament." Good, then go back to Russia, where you, folks, if it's so bad here, then leave. We'll buy you the ticket one way. And then when you get there and you whine about how bad it is there, don't bother calling us. Don't bother calling the American people. Do you not understand the gift that you've been given, America? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous in so many different ways when you think about it. You know, I just recently seen this, and I love this. This is the kind of stuff that feeds my soul, let me tell you. When I see quotes like what Thomas Paine said, those who expect to reap the benefits of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Yep, I understand that. Those who expect to reap the benefits of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Thomas Paine. Well, why does that feed you? Because it shows me my duty, and it shows me where I can meet my Chronos and my Kairos moment with my God, doing all that I can do and leaving the results up to God, that I can meet Him to understand who He is. And when it comes to the likes of these organizations, friends, why are they there, I ask you? Why have they been given a free hand to attack our foundations? And again, you should see the groups and the people these people support, friends. I mean, it's just, it's unprecedented. It's unthinkable, the people that they're supporting. I mean, folks, they're helping the Muslims get into public schools. I mean, they defend Nambula supporters and even murderers, friends. Speaking of Jeffrey Curley, I was talking about that last week. Nambula's North American Man-Boy Love Association. I mean, it's just, it's unthinkable what the American people are tolerating from these groups. Read Judges 6. I don't know why that just dropped into my heart. Read that when you get a moment as well, friends. Because it shows you the enemies were surrounding the children of Israel, and God was proving the children of Israel at that particular time whether they would keep His commandments or no. I'll tell you what, for me and my household, we are, in Jesus' name, by His grace. The Constitution of the United States is a stumbling block for the likes of these organizations, such as the ACLU. As a matter of fact, the ACLU was caught red-handed omitting part of the First Amendment of the Constitution. On their website, they had the following version of the First Amendment. Listen carefully. This was the ACLU's version of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law, dot, 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 abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Wait a second. Something's way off base here. Listen to it again. This is the ACLU's version of the First Amendments of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. They omitted something, didn't they? Yes, they did. Abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Hey, folks, got a snapshot, screenshot of this. Did they get in trouble for it? Oh, absolutely not. The people just let them go ahead and do what they wanted to do. Just a little slap on their hand. And by the way, they know that you're not going to do anything about it. And that's exactly why they do it. As you add strength to their tyrannical ways. The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died, ratifying, states this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of the Christian faith. Okay, religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And by the way, keep in mind when we're talking about religion, that's a word that was used by our forefathers in law, and it was concerning the umbrella of the Christian faith. When other people of other faiths come to the United States of America, assimilation means they adapt to our ways of life, not we them. Okay? There is no other gods before me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. His name is Jesus Christ. Yes, incarnate. So I want to put that into perspective so you understand that when we're talking about religion, it's not talking about bringing all these foreigners within the United States of America so they can establish Sharia law or the Dalai Lamas or the Hare Krishnas. You get the point, right? This is a Christian nation, and that's why people come here. Furthermore, it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise to do the right thing, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So folks, again, you're seeing that they are violating law. And while those leading the ACLU were forced to correct themselves on their site, by the way, the only reason they corrected it is because they were caught. Their actions certainly exemplify the mission, friends. There's no question. They have waged a hypocritical war on Christianity and the Constitution while they approve of and even defend radical anti-American policies every step of the way. And as you well know, the ACLU has targeted Christian organizations or individuals while allowing and even applauding the rights of Muslims to practice their faith in America in public schools and using your money to do it. So America, again, as I end almost every show that I do, it's time for us to stand up and deal with it, because there is no excuse as to why we are in the position that we are in today.
You know, if I was to think about all the different ministries or organizations that there are out there to give to, I would first want to know, why would I want to give to this ministry or this organization? What are they all about? For those of you who have been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio day in and day out and are familiar with us, you know what we're all about. I can't even think of another ministry, sincerely, in the United States that's willing to speak forth the truth and bring forth the black and white truth, no matter what it is, whether it's the Word of God, the Constitution, what's going on in our country today, like the Sons of Liberty is. We are willing to be bold and speak forth the truth. And sometimes I think people take that for granted and tell us things like, oh, you know, we're so glad that you guys are out there doing what you're doing.
Oh, we hear it all the time.
You know, and people,
we hear it all the time.
I'm glad people are glad we're out there. But we cannot continue to do what we do if we don't have your support. Imagine tuning into the Sons of Liberty Radio tomorrow and finding it not there, or going to different places throughout the United States and saying, where is the Sons of Liberty presence? Because people need to support this work to keep it going. I don't think sometimes people understand that, listen, we cannot do
I think people are under
support.
The impression, they're under the impression that we're making millions of dollars every year, not a ministry like this, friends. Not a ministry like this, because a ministry like this is exposing ministries like that for what they're leaving undone.
That's exactly right. And we're not here to tickle your ears. We're not here to tell you what you want to hear or omit things that you don't want to hear so that you'll give us your money on a day in and day out basis, you know, on Sunday morning church. We're here to speak forth the truth because we love you. As Bradley always says, when did hate ever tell the truth? It's love that tells the truth. And that's what we're doing on a daily basis here in the Sons of Liberty.
And I think it's important too that the anointing is not for sale here in this ministry. This is not an Aaronic ministry in any sense of the word. We're following the commandments in Christ and establishing them the way that Christ did by his grace.
And I think for most people, because that is the fact, it's a breath of fresh air. It's like, oh, finally someone's speaking the truth, or gosh, who is this guy? Turned on the radio show and just like, yeah, he's just speaking forth everything that's in my heart and my mind. If you feel like that every day when you listen to Sons of Liberty radio program and you're not supporting this work, I would ask you the question, why not? There is so much truth being heard and so many more things that we can do with the support to be able to reach out to many more Americans across our great nation if you would simply become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support this work. Simply, it is as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Even I can do it, and I'm not wonderfully computer savvy. You click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And as I've mentioned before, there's different levels of membership, all the way from $1 a day, literally, where it's $30 a month, you do $1 a day. Think of what you spend on a daily basis. Most families go out to eat one time and spend twice as much as that if you're going to a regular meal. Then there's bronze membership. There's the silver membership, the gold membership. It literally rises from there, and you have your own little packet of what you'll get. Each person gets a wonderful certificate. We've visited people's homes where they have their certificates displayed as a reminder to you that you stand for liberty, not only by what you say, but by what you do. There are so many different ways that you can help out to reach more people. So please, join today. Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty.
Hey, folks, by the way, it wasn't Judges 6. That was Gideon. Forgive me. Go over to Judges 3 and read the whole, because the nations which were left, they were there to prove God's fighters by him. Check it out. Judges 3. Judges 3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.